This is 90.7 FM WGXCA, Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we will hear the fourth and final installment of Meditations from Janice Morgan and Gan Patel for their project Spacetime Diaries that you can find out more about at spacetimediaries.com. Today the music is by David Scott Russell. We will also hear the latest Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment from Julia Jorn as she visits with longtime Hudson Valley resident and experienced motorcycle rider Melissa Gelly. And Catskills' Spike Priggin speaks with Catskills' Reckless Eric about his show Friday, September 17th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next. Stay tuned.
This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood.
Honey, did you know the Rolf Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just three employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Catskill Superintendent of Schools Dr. Ronell Cook announced September 15th that a staff member at Catskill Elementary School tested positive for COVID-19. School began on September 13th, which was the last day the employee was in the school building. The Greene County Department of Public Health is not requiring anyone else to quarantine as a result of this case. Quote, while I understand that you may want more details, privacy laws prohibit us from sharing or confirming personally identifiable information about anyone who has tested positive, unquote, Cook said in his statement. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, does not allow others to reveal medical information about individuals. A although individuals are allowed to reveal whatever medical information about themselves that they wish to share with anyone. There have also been 2 COVID-19 cases at the Ichabod Crane Primary School in Valencia announced this week. And in Saugerties, the school district there reported 4 new cases of COVID-19 from students at the high school this week, and 1 new student and 1 new case from a teacher at the junior high school, and also a student and a staff member at Grant D. Morse Elementary School have contracted the virus.
The Times Union reports that Governor Kathy Hochul on September 15th mandated that employees and children in New York State regulated daycare centers must wear masks to prevent COVID-19 spread. Hochul said, and I quote, "We don't have a vaccine available for 5 to 11-year-olds. We're not hearing that that will occur for a number of months yet," end quote. Currently, the U.S. Centers for Disease and Prevention recommends, and I quote, "universal indoor masking by all students, age 2 and older, staff, teachers, and visitors to K to 12 schools, regardless of vaccination status," end quote. The mandate also covers home-based group family and family child care programs, after-school child care programs, and enrolled legally exempt group programs during operational hours. As Hochul announced the latest mandate, she also made clear she was taking this step to end the pandemic. Hochul said, and I quote, "We all want this to be over. Everybody's tired of it. We have the power to end this if every single person in the state of New York over the age of 12 will simply get their vaccine," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics that the members of the State Redistricting Commission, September 15th, indicated they could not agree on the same set of proposed maps for dividing up New York's voters. The commission has been tasked with drawing new legislative boundaries for congressional seats as well as for the state Senate and Assembly. The commission will release 2 sets of maps for debate as the process continues to unfold. But if an agreement is not in place by January 15th, when the final set of maps are due, the process could rest with the state legislature, where Democrats have supermajorities in both chambers. The state's redistricting process is supposed to be controlled by the commission to remove some of the influence of members of the state legislature in drawing their own districts. Commission members hope the next round of 14 statewide public hearings to be held in the coming weeks will provide an opportunity to reach an agreement. Quote, "The people of New York are counting on us in ways that are not contemplating before," unquote, said Elaine Frazier, a commission member. Quote, "I think we're up to the challenge. I look forward to working with you," unquote. New York is set to lose 1 House seat after its population did not grow at the same rate as the rest of the country. Democrats are able to submit their own version of the maps, it could ultimately help the party keep control of the narrowly divided House of Representatives. In November, voters will also consider changes to the state constitution that could further empower the supermajorities in the legislature. Read more about the story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
The Altamont Enterprise reports that part of the Rensselaerville Library will be cooler next summer with the installation of air conditioning. $9,734 from the State Education Department and the State Library will cool off the library annex. Library Director Heidi Marie Carley said this is the second phase of part of a plan to air condition the entire library. Carley said, and I quote, "The first phase was completed in 2020 when we used the same grant funding source to upgrade the existing HVAC, heating, venting, and air conditioning system in the reading room part of the library, adding the AC component. We will use the new grant funds to install ductless mini-split units in the annex part of the building. The annex houses our main circulation area, computer lab, children's reading and activity rooms, and the several collections of books and electronic resources," end quote. The cooler air won't just keep the books in the Southern Library in better condition. Carley said, and I quote, "If called upon, the library's public space can be used as a cooling center in heat emergencies. An asset in a community that once relied on the cooler temperature of mountain summer days and where few houses had or have air conditioning," end quote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise.
Melanie Lukosovic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the final round of voting to choose a new mascot for the Coxsackie Athens Central School District has begun. Voters have until 4 p.m. September 20th to choose from the three mascot choices on the ballot: the Eagles, Blue Jays, or Riverhawks. The Board of Education decided in June on a vote of 6-3 to retire the district's longtime mascot, the Indian, citing cultural insensitivity to indigenous people. Nominations were submitted by community members, and 14 were presented for a vote conducted in August to whittle the choices down to three. Nearly 2,000 people voted in the first round, Board of Education member Tara Bachner said. Students were encouraged to cast their ballots after school started last week. Quote, "The final three were very popular in the community. It wasn't even close," unquote, she said. Bachner is expected to provide the Board of Education with an update on the status of the mascot decision at the Board of Education meeting this week. The board will vote after the community votes are tallied. Ballots can be cast online at cacsd.org, and ballot boxes have been set up at the district's elementary schools in Athens and in Coxsackie. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Alexandra Mavar reports in the New York Times about the boat that is moving agriculture from the Hudson Valley to New York City with a much smaller impact on the environment than trucks or rail. The schooner Apollonia is captained by Sam Merritt. According to the story, and I quote, "Carrying Ayurvedic condiments from Catskill, splint flour, hemp salves, and malted barley from Hudson, wool yarn from Ghent, and other local goods," end quote. The Apollonia began transporting food in May 2020, and this year it began a late spring and will continue into autumn. The wind-powered boat takes the vegetables to the city, where they are then moved by solar-powered e-bikes and sometimes horse-drawn carriages to maintain carbon neutrality. Merritt said, and I quote, "It's not that I wish it was 1823 again. I think there were ways we used to do things that were really right, and we can learn from those," end quote. Dennis Nessel, a 61-year-old who makes malt in Hudson, said, and I quote, "Shipping today, post-COVID, is a nightmare, with tractor-trailers picking up our freight. Sometimes the stuff that we have scheduled to go to Brooklyn ends up in Herkimer or Syracuse, and the stuff that was supposed to go to Syracuse ends up in Brooklyn. That doesn't happen with the Apollonia," end quote. So far, the wind-powered service is not profitable. Merritt said, and I quote, "We as a country need to start reinvesting in waterfront infrastructure for this to work. One boat is never going to do that. It needs to become a pattern," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Times.
And the Daily Freeman is reporting that in response to a recent increase in reported anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish Federation of Ulster County has launched a hotline for reporting such incidents. The Federation has announced all calls to the hotline will be monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and reports received, quote, "will be verified and referred to appropriate authorities, including law enforcement agencies when appropriate," unquote. In a press release, the Federation's president, Rond David Gold, and its executive director, David Drimmer, said the organization has created the Ulster County Anti-Semitism Hotline on its website, ucjf.org, where victims of or witnesses to anti-Semitic acts can report them to the Ulster County Federation by calling 845-859-9858 or filling in an interactive form on the website. The Federation will also evaluate potential legal action, engage government agencies, and coordinate with the news media, if applicable, in response to subsequently reported incidents. If callers wish to remain anonymous, their identities will not be divulged to third parties. The first response to a violent or threatening anti-Semitic incident is to immediately call local law enforcement, the organization advised. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers after noon. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 65 degrees. And Friday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m., then isolated showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Thursday, September 16th, including at 10 a.m. It's time for the latest edition of the Situation Fluxus show from Cheryl Kay, where she talks with pianist, composer, and founder of Pyroclastic Records, Kim Davis, and also pianist and composer Angelica Sanchez on the jazz-oriented show. At 11 a.m., it's time for some transformational listening from the Warsaw Village Band, Eva Quartet, and Sarome. At noon, Alan Skerritt is live in the WGXC Hudson studio with Crossroads and Rhythm after the local news. At 3 p.m., it's time to turn on the news with A Trek to Stupidity. 7 p.m., Mike Porter and Andy Reid speak with Malcolm McWatt on the Catskill Cabin Getaway. 9 p.m., we're live from Toronto with Andrew O'Connor and the Disco 3000 show. And at 10 p.m., we're live from Hudson with the Boogie Woogie Flu and Ted Barron on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
All summer there are tours at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse every second Saturday of the month through October. You can visit the 1874 lighthouse that's in the middle of the Hudson River. The tours leaving from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., and from the Athens Village Riverfront Park at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. That's the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Tours all summer on the second Saturday. And you can find out more on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
Lithuanian composer Martin Rock engineers the collision of ambient noise and cinematic forces in his music, and we'll venture into deep space with him on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from Christina Pato, VJ Iyer, William Onyebor, and Nina Cherry. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, September 16th. A cool yet humid start to the day. The temperature and dew point start out at 60 degrees this morning as the last bits of last night's storm leave the area. Temperatures rise to 76 by 4 p.m. Dew points will try to keep up, making it to about 67 this afternoon, and that's the dew point, so it's going to be annoyingly humid. Isolated rain showers enter the area around 4 p.m. and will continue all night as temperatures fall to 65 degrees. Dew points matching it, keeping it humid. Tomorrow, scattered chances of rain continue, getting stronger in the afternoon. A high of 78 is expected. Saturday will have a high of 82 and a chance of afternoon rain. Sunday is looking dry with a high of 77. Most likely the best day to get out this weekend if you have plans. Pollen levels for today will be very low as the stats start to drop off entirely for the season. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:20 a.m., high tide at 12 p.m., low tide again at 6:31 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 70 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:52 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:32 a.m. Looking way up, we see tomorrow we have a 50-50 chance of magnetic interaction with an approaching coronal mass ejection. Solar wind speed is currently 315 kilometers per second at 7.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. And the sunspot number somehow is 0. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Am I you or are you me?
You are a happy person, full of imaginative thoughts which pour forth constantly. Each day you feel more lovable, more interesting. You become more interested in others. You recognize and accept the friendship that people offer you, for you truly deserve it. You have a deep and sincere respect for yourself and for your personal worth to others. It is easy for you to accept the help and cooperation of others. You see their help to you as an expression of mutual friendship and understanding. You now realize that giving and receiving are two sides of a single coin. You're aware of the trust and confidence you generate in others, and it makes you feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, and you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You're open, honest, and direct in your relations with people. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio.
Hello. We are about to embark on a journey to a faraway place. A planet very similar to ours, but with its own evolutionary history. It's called Ankara. Humans will visit this planet one day, but we don't have to wait. We can travel there together, now, in our minds. Take a moment to place your human body into a comfortable position. You can lie down or sit on a pillow or a chair. Whatever you choose, find your balance in it. Take a deep inhalation and let it go. Feel your breath travel to all the little crinkles of your body. Breathe into the crown of your head. Breathe into the tips of your fingers. Breathe into your toenails. Let this body that carries you through all the complexities of life take a break. Let it rest and let your mind come with me. Where are we going, you ask? Well, here. And also, here. And, oh, there. Really, well, you are everywhere. Your perspective is fluid. You perceive the world in many ways at once, from many angles. It's as though many, many colors are washing over you. You can perceive each and every hue and feel their harmony, their dissonance. You can accept and hold more than one truth. You are going to experience the world as I experience it. I am called the Gaia, and I facilitate life on the planet Ankara. It's a pleasure to formally meet. I hope you've enjoyed our little tours of my planet. I do love it so. Let me help you be me for the next 10 minutes. We are a gigantic fungal mass. In lots of places, we show up as little fungal fruiting bodies. In others, we're operating in tiny, invisible mycorrhiza. Our mycelial network covers all of Ankara. It's a dazzling web, crooked lines reaching out far and wide. Our distributed consciousness allows us to feel things in multiple places around the planet. Our air and waterborne spores even allowed us to set up shop in most of the plants and animals on Ankara, so we maintain a level of connection with all life forms at all times. Let me take a moment to clarify something. For when you're back in your old body and perhaps want to publish a scientific paper on the subject. When we touch a new object, we take microscopic samples from it. We move those samples throughout our mycelial network so they can be recorded and analyzed in nodes. Nodes are little knots in the mycelial network that act as tiny chemistry labs. When a node finishes its analysis, it broadcasts it across the network. Other nodes do the same, and eventually they reach a consensus as to what this object might be. Once a certain critical threshold of nodes share the same conclusion, this information is stored for future reference and passed across the mycelial network in the form of proteins. This distributed brain has the capacity to think, plan, and feel complex emotions. Oh! What was that? Oh, we know what that is. That's pink Jew rot. Pink Jew rot affects pink Jew trees, lovely old trees on the coast of Salabad Ocean, where those lovely pasta-shaped tubopus live. Oh, it's not just a little rot. Oh, no. Oh, boy. That's a lot of rot. This is not just the usual with one standard deviation of rot that happens every 13 years. Nope, if something doesn't change, they're not going to survive. And if they go down, that's less vitamin M in the tubopus diet, which they need to live. So if they go down, then that means, okay, enough thinking about it. Time for action. We're going to need some dry weather. It's been raining pretty hard in the region, lots of big storms. That might have been an unintended consequence of making that jet stream dip further down. Our bad, but we can't get hung up on mistakes. We're spinning plates here. Okay, they're nice and dry. We might have to keep things like this for at least a couple months to really knock back the rot. Ugh, managing a planetary ecosystem is exhausting, but this is what we've evolved to do. We know nothing else. Time passes with relative gentleness. It's been a little while without major incident. Sure, there are still plenty of forest fires, tsunamis, earthquakes, and on, but nothing's teetering. Nothing is threatening the biodiversity here on Ankara. During times like this, we can relax and enjoy our newest hobby, flower breeding. We take great pleasure in flowers, an organism in the peak of its sexuality. We can feel the life force. It's bursting with life and calling out to create more. It feels safe, warm. Let that comfy warmth coat us. Let's indulge for just a moment. Hey, for all the work we do, can anyone blame us if we get high now and then? We suddenly feel something enormous splash down in the ocean far away. It's huge. What of that size could just fall in the middle of the ocean like that? We grudgingly leave our pretty garden and move more of our attention towards it. There, floating in the ocean, not too far from shore. It's big. And, yep, metallic. There are bipedal creatures wrapped in synthetic materials swimming toward shore.
All right, sensors indicate good nitrogen in the soil.
Atmospheric anomalies are nominal.
Need to run a chemical
Keep
analysis.
Your hazmat suits on, everyone.
There's birds on this
Atmosphere
planet.
We better
Earth,
start
sir.
Clearing these trees.
Back to work we go. Everywhere they step, we can collect samples and calculate insights. Okay, got through their synthetic casing. These things don't have any evolutionary connection to life on Ankara. Take the DNA, for example. Double helix, sure, just like ours, and the same nitrogenous bases. And sure, there are lots of similarities with the warm-blooded animals we know and love, but the differences are just too different to say it's part of the same evolutionary history. Oh, and they sure do like to break stuff. They're already cutting down a tree. We keep sampling and puzzling. They have a fairly sophisticated language. Not as sophisticated as Hmong darts, but certainly not primitive. The males seem overly preoccupied with breaking things. The females seem to be the only ones keeping it all together. This is all very weird. We're wary, but their numbers are pretty small, and it looks like their flesh tears easily. We'll bookmark this and check on these visitors from time to time. Our attention is gathered among the northern mountains, the ones whose ice glow purple in the dusk light. The brisk air blows all around and through us, but it doesn't make us cringe. It's gentle, all the same. We sense something appearing by the camp of visitors. We better go check on it. A few of the visitors have started a fire among the trees. They are placing the fires deliberately in shrubby areas. Wow, they've really cleared a lot of space in a very short amount of time. We know exactly what to do. See those hornet's nests right there? How about we shift our consciousness into our little fungal deposits inside some giant hornets?
Jeez,
Jesus, they're everywhere.
Good God, they're huge.
Get them off me, get them off me.
Ah!
There they go. Straight for the visitors.
They're fighting through the suits.
Ah, they're in my hair.
Run.
Ah!
Ah! Ah!
Well, that dispersed those knuckleheads pretty quickly. We better move some pressure systems around and bring some rain over here in the next few hours. Sure, they'll probably be back. But we'll be here. Waiting. Final episode of Meditations, the latest Spacetime Diaries project. Written by Janice Morgan and Gon Patel. Composed by David Scott Russell. Co-produced by David Scott Russell, Daniel Linus, and Gon Patel.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening.
Today I'm in Hudson to meet with Melissa Gelly, a longtime resident of the Hudson Valley and a motorcycle aficionado who has spent years traveling around the area. Together with her husband, and in full disclosure, my brother, Steve Jorn, they've discovered the best bike rides for exploring the beauty of our region. She and Steve together have also organized an upcoming film screening of a legendary documentary called On Any Sunday. It's taking place on October 17th at TSL here in Hudson. Many of you know TSL already. TSL stands for Time and Space Limited, and it's a not-for-profit cultural center founded in the early 1970s and remains a place for performances, art exhibitions, movies, youth projects, special events, and more. So to start, Melissa, can you talk about this film?
On Any Sunday is a motorcycle racing documentary that was filmed in 1971. And this year is the 50th anniversary of the film. Gather Films is actually re-releasing the film as part of the celebration of the 50th anniversary. The movie is a documentary. It was directed by Bruce Brown, who also directed The Endless Summer, which was about surfing. And it's a fabulous film. Steve McQueen is in it, which is fantastic. And it was actually nominated for an Academy Award in 1971. It didn't win, but it should have. And it really tracks real people doing motorcycle racing on and off tracks, on and off the road, and really demonstrates the love that people have for the sport, the environment, the culture, and it does it in a way that's really entertaining for people that like motorcycles, but even for people that don't.
And if it's a movie about racing, is it about kind of competitive sport, competitive racing?
Yeah, it definitely has that element, sure, but it also has that, I mean, some of the scenes in this movie, I mean, they're trying to get motorcycles up dirt hills and things like that. So, you know, it's fascinating too because of the star factor. I mean, Steve McQueen was a racer in his own right of motorcycles and cars. And some of these folks are still really famous in the motorcycle community.
So for him, it was a real passion project.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I had read a little bit about the film in advance of our meeting. And it seems so interesting to think about how in the world they would have filmed 50 years ago movement on motorcycles. I mean, now it's so easy. Everyone has cameras on their helmets or cameras in their pocket. It must have been so difficult for them to kind of do that. And also in the surfing movie.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you watch these films and it is kind of amazing because it's there's a lot about it that's fast and dirty. And I'm sure there's a lot of film that ended up on the floor. But they really were able to kind of get in there and show that love of the motorcycles and the racing that's involved with it. So it's a great film, and we hope that we can get enough people that really want to see it.
I can't wait to go. So since you're a motorcycle expert and you've traveled not only all around the country, mostly in the south, through the mountains and the hills and the valleys for weeks on end at a time.
That is true.
What can you tell us about some of the best bike rides here in the Hudson Valley and Catskills, and places that you would recommend that people can go on? Obviously motorcycles, but I would imagine leaf peeping also if you're a car driver like I am.
I think we are very fortunate in the Hudson Valley that we have some of the best riding, honestly, in the world. I mean, we've been, like you said, we've been a lot of different places and ridden a lot of back roads, and we would put our area up against any of them. You know, for leaf peeping, obviously people want to go sort of see mountains and things like that. So Route 23A, which goes up through Tannersville and Hunter, is really lovely. It's a little bit busy because Catterskill Falls is there, but there's, you know, access to shops and restaurants and things like that, but also really beautiful roads and really, you know, lovely vistas and scenery that you can stop in. So it's sort of a little bit of a best of both worlds, sort of has everything. I would say sort of more off the beaten path kind of stuff would be, we just did this just recently, Route 42, which goes out toward Lexington. It's super quiet. It's just lovely. We were the only people out there, and it was, you know, it's got those nice winding roads that have a nice camber to them, and it's beautiful, and it's great. One of our personal favorites is 990V, which is the funniest road name ever.
But I've never heard of that. 990V.
V like Victor. Yep. Because we need more nines around our area. But it's out by Gilboa and Bovina and is a really interesting road just to be on and kind of be out there in the middle of sort of the rural areas that we have here. The other one that is also fun is a little bit further out is Route 30, which goes around the Popactin Reservoir, which is actually, I think, one of the reservoirs that actually serves New York City. So when you ride around it, you see all these signs that commemorate towns that were basically flooded for the purpose of the reservoir. There's like a whole history associated with it, but the road is great. It's just goes around the reservoir. It's really beautiful. It's gorgeous in the fall and would be a fabulous ride for people that want to just kind of go out and check stuff out.
What are the advantages of taking, say, that reservoir tour? Sounds incredible. And I think being on a bike, you're able to stop easier, get off the bike, read plaques, see things a little more close up. What do you love most about that versus taking a leaf peeping tour in the car?
You know, my favorite thing about the motorcycle, and the way I describe it to people is if you've ever gone swimming in a lake, when you're in that lake, you feel water that's cool, water that's warm when you're swimming. The air is actually very similar. And so when you're on the motorcycle, you have that very tactile feeling of what's happening. I am predominantly a passenger. I'm a pillion. That's the word we use to describe what I do. And so it allows me a little bit more ability to kind of look out and around. But being out in the country, in the world, on the back of the bike, you see things you don't normally see in a car when you're kind of shuttered in. You smell all kinds of things, you know, bread that's baking. If you're near a brewery, you smell that. If you're near a distillery, you can smell the bourbon in the rick houses. You know, dead animals, pot, laundry. You get a real sense of what's happening around you from that, all of that input. And I think sometimes when you're in a car, it's just not the same.
You know, I have to say, as someone who's never ridden on a motorcycle, that's not true. I rode with Steve once on the back in the back roads of Woodstock.
And my understanding is you screamed the whole
way. I was scared. When I see motorcycles around the Hudson Valley and Catskills, I think of speed and I think of sort of the open road. But I've never thought what you just described as really having like all your senses be sort of celebrated. Yeah. And that's kind of a beautiful thing.
I think the other thing that's fun, and actually your brother asked me to mention it too, which is kind of a sort of, I don't want to call it a game, I guess, but there's an organization called Adventure Rider, ADV Rider, and they have something they call Tagorama. And the idea is you take your motorcycle someplace and you take a picture of your motorcycle in front of this thing, and we'll talk about what those things can be. And then you post it to this forum, and then somebody sees it and says, oh, I know where that is. So they go and they get it, and then they take a new picture. So it's like tag with motorcycles. And it's really focused on going to sort of two different things. One is it's focused on going to local businesses, or, you know, supporting local business. Your brother actually went to a coffee place and that was the tag. They also do a lot of historic things. So you go see a historic marker or a statue or a, I don't know, bell that's somewhere or something like that. So it kind of, I think, appeals to two different things. It appeals to people just kind of liking that game and that pace and, oh, I'm going to get this. But it also appeals to people saying, hey, I want to go for a ride. I want to go for a purpose. And it helps them kind of find a cool new place to go. So,
and is that's nationwide, or is that
there are a lot. There's a Hudson Valley one. There's a Catskill one. There's a Connecticut one. There's a whole bunch. And it's kind of fascinating to see some of the places that people go up and down the Hudson Valley, even, you know, further toward the city too.
That's an incredible way to kind of map out a plan on a bike.
Exactly.
I love that.
Isn't that cute? I think it's like scavenger hunt with motorcycles.
Motorcycles. Yeah. Well, I, for one, am looking forward to seeing this film next month, and thank you for organizing it and bringing it to our community.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, but she probably lives in Tahiti. I call the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night because nobody's told about you. I call the whole wide world. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Reckless Eric on the Stiff Records label with Whole Wide World from a UK 45. Hey, Eric, what's up? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, yeah. I was amused because I was just parking my car outside your shop. And I got a text from you saying, you're on in 2 minutes. And I thought, you know, I thought that was quite cool, really. And then you had technical difficulties.
I thought I was having technical difficulties, but that I wasn't actually having technical difficulties.
That was from the old days of records when they made the beginning of them a bit quiet so that when it came in full with everything, it would sound exciting. It's a strange concept. Now you just have to make the whole thing sound louder than it ever could be. Where are you running to?
I'm turning off the air conditioner.
Really? Oh.
It's very loud.
Yeah, okay. You want me to cover for you?
Please.
Yeah, no. Spike's just turned off the air conditioner.
All right. That's much better.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that. You know, it was another thing that I thought. I knew the record was going to phase you because it's so quiet at the front.
I thought I'd done something wrong. I thought the levels were too low or something.
Yeah. No, I enjoy people panicking a little bit. Not that you panicked. You just looked puzzled.
I was very puzzled.
I was trying to explain to someone last night on WFMU, in fact, that if you turn a guitar up really loud, an amplifier, you know, the sound engineer will freak out and tell you to turn it down. But the thing is that if you turn it up real loud and you don't play it loud, it's like John Lee Hooker. It's like you're holding this thing that is like a potential, like, unexploded bomb in both hands, you know, that could go off, but you make it not do that, and it's tense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that's got to do with anything, really. Probably to do with the volume thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't open the shop on Wednesdays?
No. Sometimes after I've broken the studio down, I'll put the open sign out.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Yeah.
I've actually done some good business on Wednesdays after the shop was actually closed.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was going to be open. I thought, you know, I'd have to help out.
Eric, could you help this person find something that sounds like ministry, but isn't exactly ministry?
I would be the sort of shop greeter. Hello, this is welcome to Spike's Record Rack. I'm Eric. I'm your guest greeter. And now, what can I help you with? And they'd ask for something, and I wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, people often come in here and ask for things, and either I have to say, I don't know what that is, or I've never seen one of those in person.
Right. Right, I was trying to think of something. Have you got the first May Blitz album?
See, I don't know who that is. I've not heard of that.
Exactly. Yes, I knew you wouldn't. I don't know how I've brought that into my mind. I mean, it's a band from the 70s or the late 60s in which I have no interest whatsoever. But it was one of those records that in England it was always around.
Right. Hey, could you get a little closer to the mic?
Yeah, I can do that and you'll like it.
You sound more like a radio DJ
now.
Oh,
yes, yes, and ladies, if you're listening.
So, there is a purported purpose for you being on the show today.
Right.
We got a show to promote or something, or a tour?
I haven't got anything else to do, you know. Not until Friday, no. I'm playing at the Avalon.
All right, the Avalon right here.
The Avalon Lounge, as it is, which is kind of like a mini Studio 54. You know,
I guess so, yeah.
In the foothills of the Catskills with its very own mirror ball.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm playing there. I'm starting my tour at the Avalon on Friday. Yeah. And then I'm going to go deep into COVID land.
Wear five masks.
I'm going to wear five masks. I've got 42 bottles of hand sanitizer. On a hazmat suit. I don't know how I'm going to get on. The venues are actually kind of going against everything that the state is suggesting, you know. In Tennessee in particular, in Nashville, the venues have formed a kind of a league, and they demand vaccination certificates and masking, which I think is a great thing.
Totally.
But the state doesn't want them to do that, but they're doing it anyway, and they've banded together. And I'm doing Ghana Fest in Memphis, where they're actually doing it in a big outdoor place, and they've been brilliant about it, you know.
Yeah. Well, great. Well.
Yeah. So, like, and then of course the Avalon to start off.
Brilliant.
Well, it might be terrible. You can't tell, you know. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, you must know that you can rehearse and plan it all out, and then you start doing it, and like, oh, that's really a waste of time. You'd be better off sort of just playing some freeform music to yourself, and you know, covering a few Beatles tunes in the privacy of your own home, as kind of planning anything out.
Yeah, sometimes plans do go awry.
Yeah, and I am the king of kind of like walking around the block about half an hour before the show going, God, if only I had some songs, if only I had some material.
Oh, yeah,
what should
come
I
on.
Play, you know? Like,
you've only got 40 years of songs you could play.
I know, but it all goes out of your mind, you know? I mean, with the pandemic, I wasn't doing anything. I mean, I wasn't thinking about like the stuff that I would play live for 18 months, and I realized I'd forgotten it all. It's like, you know, this is my life's work, and it's like, what did you do during the pandemic? I forgot my life's work.
Well, speaking of your life's work, I've got a record here, Transience.
This is your most recent? Yes, most recent. That's a Nick Lowe-ism that he got from Johnny Cash. You never say my last album.
Right.
You say my most recent album.
Nice. I bet Nick Lowe got a lot of good advice from Johnny Cash.
I'm sure he did, but he didn't share it all with me.
All right, well, let's hear a song off of Transience, so you know what type of thing you might be hearing if you go to the Avalon Lounge to see Eric
on
Friday night.
Nothing sounds anything like what the records sound like. This is something that I've kind of learned to live with, you know, but like men in sports coats with shopping bags full of records that they want me to sign, come along to see me play. I sign a shopping bag's worth of records for them, all of which, you know, none of them are later than about 1980. And then, like, three songs into the set, they come up, they fight their way to the front, and shake their fist at me before they leave.
Wow. Old farts.
Yeah, there's always one of them. They always arrive before I do, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're outside. It's disturbing.
All right, here's Father to the Man from Transience Blues by Reckless Eric. I've been doing an all 45 show today, but Eric's record is not at 45. Sorry.